Let's do round two, shall we? Sean, RJ, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt here on your home for Jerry Jones every single Tuesday. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, 6 a.m. Club, for turning it on, leaving it on. In case you did not know, that is what TOLO stands for. In case you missed what the entire world is talking about from yesterday, here is a little clip of Jerry Jones during our interview yesterday.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you.
Okay. As Mike Greenberg said yesterday on Get Up, he goes, man, it sounds even worse. Because they transcribed it. Yesterday, I honestly couldn't go back and listen to it. As Mac Engel, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, wrote a column about it, he said, I had to turn it off. It got cringy. It got cringy for me. It got uncomfortable. The belittling, the bullying, cutting us off, the threat that was in there as well. It sounded even worse listening back.
There was about 8 cutoffs throughout the entire, 30 minutes? That was one of the longer ones we've done with them. That was one of the longer ones. It got cringy. It did. There's
Don't
no doubt about
what
it.
What I'm saying.
And I think there's no doubt that if we were smart,
yeah,
we changed the name of the show to the Yahoos.
No, the Yahoos.
The Yahoos, that's right.
That was Mike Florio's favorite thing. He calls me, he goes, what's up, Yahoo?
Yeah, that's what we need to change the name of the show to, the Yahoos, get shirts.
Yeah, so obviously the major question here that we're wondering, a lot of other people are wondering, is why? Why did this happen?
Yeah.
Bobby and I were going back and forth in commercial breaks. I'm like, I think it's planned. I think it was pre-planned. I think he's done it with KMC, where he wants you listening to make yourself think he's just as ticked off as you are, and we're just the punching bags to receive it. Bobby, you disagreed a little bit.
Yeah, so I think when we got into that interview, I think he absolutely wanted to come at it from a, oh, let me show my passion. Let me, you know, throw in one of my settle down just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he absolutely got that direction. I think really quickly, he legitimately got mad, and then he kind of snapped. Because here's the thing to me. I think that there are a couple of areas where there's showman Jerry, and then there's genuinely upset Jerry. And I don't think there's much that genuinely upsets him, but there's a few things. And one of those things, I think, is I don't think he likes, clearly over the course of his relationship with Jimmy Johnson and everything else, I don't think he likes his importance being diminished. He doesn't like having that happen.
Yeah.
That's
not unique to him, by the way.
If he walked in there, no, absolutely. If he walked in there calculated, intending to do that, then that's a massive miscalculation in how it was going to be received, because it was universally received as, what a little man, is how people received it.
Yeah.
And that diminishes. I can't imagine he wanted that. I think he just got angry, snapped, and it was received poorly.
So he went in trying to be tough tone, but then still snapped within that.
Yes.
That's probably what happened.
Because we've seen this from not just him, from everybody. I mean, every coach that does an interview, or GM that has ever done an interview, they go in wanting to show the fans, hey, we're upset too. This will not stand.
Yes.
And
because what he did, though, with the threatening part, that is an all-time bad loss for him with the way it's being received. I had people in the business calling me yesterday and saying, you need to contact an employment attorney. You need to get representation. And we were like, is he talking about just moving shows? The way it's going to be perceived throughout the country is he's talking about just firing us. That's the easier headline. Yeah. That is the bigger headline, threatens to fire versus like, I'll just go on KNC. I'll go on G-Bag. I'll go on another show.
Right, absolutely. That was how the perception is that was a threat to terminate.
Yeah.
Look, we got job offers yesterday. We did. We had
where? Where are we moving?
Let's see. Colorado. You want to go to Colorado?
I've never been.
Denver. We got job offers.
I could
get
this morning every day out there.
You would. Yeah. You would get a foot of snow.
Oh.
And a lot of bad sports. Yeah. But no. Yeah, the Colorado Rockies, right? No. It's but yeah. There's that's exactly how it's received.
Yeah.
No.
That was bad for him. That was really bad. Look, as I told Mike Bassick, I forgot to talk to Bassick last night. I know how irritating I can be, and I fight back and go back at people on social media to get zero negativity yesterday and upon thousands and thousands of messages. That tells me and shows how big of a mistake that was for Jerry Jones and how little and small and petty that was.
And that's the thing, is that it was so universal and so quick. Like you said, Get Up was like, when Mike Greenberg came back, it was like putting a we're getting reports live from the scene. Hold on, we got breaking news. And he comes back.
There's a helicopter over Odyssey.
Yeah, he's like, do we have panels? Okay, we got panels. We got the transcript. I'm going to read this. We're working feverishly to get the audio. And that was the snap reaction from everybody. It took over all these different, even if you thought the Davante Adams things, the trade was going to somehow like undercut his headline, it really didn't. Like, people were still talking about Adams, but it was dominant what Jerry had said.
Well,
and I don't think he anticipated that.
Now let me get to what threw me for an absolute loop last night. And my jaw still on the ground? Because throughout the day, well, look, we're over guilty of this, taking you too much behind the curtain. We didn't hear anything from the bosses. We didn't hear anything from the Cowboys. All good. Smooth sailing. Until Diana Rossini, NFL reporter from The Athletic, tweeted this last night. Now, remember, if you listen to the interview, Jerry was getting ready to get on a flight to Atlanta for owners' meetings. After the owners' meetings, Rossini tweeted this. Just spoke to Jerry Jones about the incident. He said which, by the way, Jerry joked with Judy Batista walking by, like, hey, I'm late. He walked into the owners' meetings apparently like 1 minute before they started. He's like, I'm late. I don't want to have to push you out of the way or snap on you too. Ha ha. When I saw that, I was like, all right, things have settled down. Jerry may even call in today. I was with Choppy thinking there's a 50% chance Jerry calls in to make good today. I don't think so now. Rossini said, just spoke to Jerry. He said he doesn't mind the questions. It's the type of questions coming from the flagship. I call Bobby. I'm texting Choppy. What is that? And I'm like, I'm not even going to address it because Rossini, to me, has been missing this offseason. Maybe she's just trying to get some clicks, whatever. I'm going to leave it alone. Well, then John Machota transcribed Rossini's follow-up in detail. Jerry on getting angry this morning. Quote, I don't know that I would go as far as calling the volume connotation is yelling, okay? But the facts are that I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal if I'm going to be. I don't need it to be the guys I'm paying. I can take it from fans and take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters, but I was a little frustrated there today. The wrong ones were doing the questioning. Now, if those had been real fans sitting there, or if there had been people that knew what they were talking about, football people, I might have had a different answer. Color me floored.
Yeah.
Speechless.
That's the one where it was like, I did not hear. I mean, I heard from some media members before that. It was after that. That's when the flood really happened, where it was like, can you confirm that you're not employed by the Dallas Cowboys?
That is when Kristen really got mad, because it was winding down. I was like, all right, we're about to. And then when that happened, I was like, well, this is now I'm hearing more from people than I did earlier today.
And like, Sarah got really upset with that. It takes a lot to get me upset. I didn't get upset, but it was like, you know what? Screw you, man. Like,
It's really insulting.
Yeah.
Really demeaning, really insulting. And again, out of nowhere. We have done 14 years of interviews with this man.
Never had fights like, never had something, anything close to that.
How many interviews did you total that up
to? So it's 20 a year, right? Ish, because you playoff games and preseason. So 20 a year. Times this will be the 14th year we've done it. I mean, that's 280 interviews?
We have covered segregation with this man. Do you understand that? Let me say that again. We covered segregation. Yeah. We've covered scandals. We've covered Kaepernick. We've covered kneeling. We've covered Garrett getting fired. And never, never this venom and this type of anger and disgust from Jerry. And I can't figure it out. I have no idea. And here's the biggest thing that's boggled my mind. It's not even what Jerry is saying, like, about us personally. They don't know football. You put me with real fans, which I promise you, Jerry, that's the last thing you want or you would be able to handle. I promise you that. The greatest compliment I've paid to Jerry Jones over 15 years, and Choppy, I know this when you go on other radio stations, the markets, and they ask about dealing with Jerry, and I've said it every time, over and over. This man is the greatest media ally and friend you could ever dream for in this position. Never has he controlled the message, ask me this, here's the sheet of paper. Never. And for damn sure it's a fact that I don't get paid or compensated by Jerry Jones, which I would love to be. Odyssey signs my checks. I don't even believe we have a financial, I don't want to get too much into station business and affairs. Like, a lot of times, though, with teams, the financial arrangement is we get Jerry and McCarthy and a player show and all that. The team gets the commercial inventory when the games are aired. So there's no exchange of monies. Does that make sense to everyone? Like, when the Cowboys games are being played, we don't get to sell those commercials and make money off that. The Cowboys, they get all that. And in exchange, we get the name of Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, the coach, player. So Jerry does not pay us. And what I... the second biggest mistake I think Jerry made yesterday, besides I'll threaten your jobs or however you want to take it, destroying the well-earned reputation of not controlling the media. Giving the impression that you want state-run media like you're Vladimir Putin. I'll get guys in to ask me the questions I want. I'll replace. I don't want the flagship asking me tough questions after a disastrous loss or when my head coach is on the hot seat. That is so damaging to him. It's not true either. Like, I'm defending Jerry Jones here, and he's doing the opposite. When I was in D.C., well,
all right.
Dan Snyder owned the two Redskin stations, Team 980 and I think it was 92.7. There was an FM and an AM. Snyder listened. He monitored. He interfered. He controlled. He did all the things that people think Jerry does here. And Jerry does not own the radio station. I don't understand why he blew that up, why he's trying to blow it up.
He's not been sensitive ever. There's been other owners in town that have been way more sensitive about the message.
Way more.
Jerry has only gotten upset if you got personal with him.
Yes.
If you made
comments. That's the only rule.
Yeah, that was the only. If you made comments about, I mean, I don't want to get in what you made comments about.
Appearance, whatever. Just like family stuff.
Family. Yeah. Just don't get personal. That's all he's ever cared about. He's never had an issue with any of the content regarding the football team.
Yeah.
With the moves, with his job, the kind of job he's done, he's never had a problem with this. That's what made this more stunning and more like really disappointing as the day went on with those double and tripling down on the I'm paying these guys. Like, that's just it made me just really kind of lose a lot of respect in that regard.
They're 3-3, and he can talk all he wants about it's nothing like Wade Phillips at 1-7 and everything else. I think the reality is it is one more year, and that Detroit game on Sunday, Jerry realized my team isn't good and I can't do anything about it. They're not good.
Yeah.
And I've lost another year at an opportunity to build on my legacy. And I think that's starting to upset him. Just like it was around this time, it was mid-October, I think it was, when he snapped at KNC in 2020, when they realized this team sucks. And I think he's getting to that point.
All right. Some of your Tolo reaction on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line, 877-881-1053. We do have to talk about an actual successful team in the Metroplex with the blazing start for the Dallas Stars, baseball playoffs as well, and more Jerry fallout next on Sean and RJ.